Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1722, Robert and Patricia Robinson.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a LI2 light industrial district to an AR1 agriculture residential district to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.91 acres, more or less, lying west of Route 13A, which is also referred to as Seaford Road, 1,300 feet north of Route 488, also known as Johnson Road, and being identified as Tax Map ID 1-32, Map 6, Parcel 186.01. For the purpose of Dell.com comments, we did not request a support facilities report since this application is a downzoning from light industrial to agricultural residential. I would add that the site was originally zoned AR1 agriculture residential, that the applicants applied for rezoning to LI2 light industrial. It was changed to zone number 854 and were approved so that the applicants could erect a small store and warehousing for the sale and storage of dry and canned dog foods. On October 11, 2012, the Conservation District provided comments referencing that there are four soil types on this property, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division also provided comments on October 19th of 2012, and they reference that the site is located in the Blades Planning Area Number 2, that use of an on-site septic is proposed, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that the proposed project is located in the Blades Planning Area but is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. And, gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there someone here representing this application this evening?
I am.
Okay, so if you would come on up and give us your name.
Robert Robinson.
Okay, Mr. Robinson, you heard what our director read into the record on behalf of your application. Is there anything you would like to add?
I'd just like to get it rezoned. That's it.
Okay, and you're doing that because you're not going to need the LI zoning anymore?
Or? No, I'm not doing any business there. And I was hoping that if I could get it rezoned, it would make my taxes go down.
Okay, well,
fair enough.
Mr. Robertson used to live on a property, right?
Yes, sir.
He resides there also. And if it hadn't been residential first, he wouldn't have been able to get. He couldn't build a house in an LI2 district.
Right, right.
He did propose a warehouse for the dog food, and now he's not operating that business anymore. So he's wants to basically downzone it for residential use.
Okay, that makes sense. We'll see if anyone else has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Robinson, for showing up. Mr. Robinson.
Hang on for a minute. Somebody might have a question or two for you.
I have just question.
Well, I need you to come up here and stand where the microphones can pick you up.
Sorry.
That's all right. You're fine. You're doing just fine.
Would it be fair to say that this downzoning would have no adverse effect on traffic going in front of your property?
I wouldn't think so.
And it would not adversely affect nearby property values?
No.
Thank you, sir. That's all the questions I have.
Okay. Mr. Ross.
I think the gentleman's been very straightforward with the commission. I have no questions.
Okay. And we appreciate that, too. Mr. Johnson.
I understand the application for change in zone, and I have no further questions.
Okay. Mr. Burton.
No further questions for me.
Okay. Mr. Lang.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counsel.
No questions.
All right, sir. You may take a seat now, and we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak
in favor of change of zone number 1722, Robert and Patricia Robinson. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1722? Anyone on commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call Mr. Lank in the morning.